Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman reporting Republicans survive what many had seen as a major challenge. Republican Karen Handel emerged victorious in a special congressional election in the southern U.S. state of Georgia Tuesday that was seen by many political analysts as a referendum of President Donald Trump. Richard Green reports from Washington.
Karen Handel's victory over her Democratic opponent, 30-year-old John Ossoff, capped the most expensive congressional race in U.S. history, with about $50 million in spending by both campaigns and its allies. Republicans have controlled the Atlanta area district since former House Speaker Newt Gingrich first won it in 1979. But Democrats believe they could pull off an upset in light of Trump's fast declining popularity and the fact that he beat Hillary Clinton by just one percentage point in the district in last November's presidential election. Republicans have now won four special election races this year, including a second close race Tuesday in South Carolina. Richard Green, VOA News, Washington.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth formally opened Parliament Wednesday with a speech outlining the legislative goals of Prime Minister Theresa May's government. The package includes a number of items related to Britain's exit from the European Union, or Brexit, a process set off by a referendum last year, and the terms of which are currently under negotiation with the European Union. Members of Parliament will vote next week on whether to approve the items laid out in the speech. The Queen said Britain's goal is to secure the best possible deal in the EU negotiations and to domestically build the widest possible consensus for the country's future outside of the bloc. Brexit requires Britain to come up with numerous new independent policies. This is